On this show, you'll find inspiration, motivation, and advice from experts, as well as valuable tips on how to get started or improve your business. Let's dive into how you can begin and grow your wisdom business. Inspiring others looks different for everyone. How will you inspire? Welcome to the Wise Zone podcast. And today we're chatting with Sue Kennedy. Sue, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Nikki, for having me. Very, very grateful to be here.
Oh, it's lovely having you. And I would love for you to share with our audience how you got into the whole world of, is it author, book coaching, or the Author Academy, basically?
Yes, yeah. Well, it stems back to, I always wanted to write as a child, but, you know, of course, adage of not good enough. I didn't think I was good enough to write a book.
Yeah.
And so I actually loved English at school.
Yeah.
However, my teacher, of course, you know, I've heard this a lot, where they said, oh, you'll never amount to much. And I thought, well, really? Okay, well, there's a challenge for me that I'll make sure I achieve.
Yeah.
I did. But anyway, so then I did the usual thing as you do when you leave school, you get married. Didn't have children, but I got married. I thought I had a great marriage, but then that fell apart, lost my house, lost my dog. Everything started falling apart all at once, and it was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yep.
And I fell into a really deep depression and actually considered, you know, ending my life. And thankfully my two dogs that I still have today, they're very old, but I still have them, and they pulled me out of it.
Yeah.
And from there, I didn't actually realize I had depression, didn't really even understand it.
Wow.
And then, of course, I then went, well, what's all this about? And I actually heard someone on the TV getting interviewed, and I'm like, hang on, that sounds like what I'm going through.
Right.
So I went, wow, okay, I need to look into this. So I did a heap of research. And more so to try and heal myself. And then I thought, I could actually put this into a book and help others.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And, of course, it took me ages because back then it was quite a challenge, not as easy as it is today.
To publish something, yep.
Yeah. And, I mean, had I had a book coach back then, I would have been, yes, it would have been great because they could have guided me through the whole process.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so what I didn't realize that from that, and then I wrote a few other books. I got asked to run a workshop, and I thought, oh, how exciting would it be to sell books at the back of the room?
Yes.
And I went, I could do that. So I did.
Good on you.
Then I got asked, like, how do you actually, like, write all these books? Like, what's going on? You're like a machine. And I said, well, okay, maybe I need to write a book about that. So I did. And from that book, I actually pretty much built that and the very first book were the basis of my business today.
Yeah.
Because then I turned the book into a workbook and I ran workshops, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so from then I've sort of started helping people get their books written and published.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. And so I target two types of audiences. I target business owners, but I also target people that have been through trauma to try and, you know, write that book like I did and heal.
Yeah.
So instead of keeping it inside and it turning into a disease. So
Now that's such, you know, that's really, really, you know, admirable way of helping people, because obviously if you've been through it yourself, your audience is going to relate because you've been through it. It's not just something you've, you know, it's not something you've just, you know, studied at uni and helping people. You've actually gone through that. So you're actually expressing your journey. And that's what this whole podcast is about, sharing your journeys. But that's, you know, amazing that you have grown, especially from that, and seeing your two sort of audiences, how you can, you know, you have your business audience and you also have, you know, those who need that actual help to sort of release, which is fantastic. And when you're helping along the way, like you've mentioned workshops, Are there other avenues or ways that you did? You obviously you started off with workshops, but are there other ways that you've sort of progressed? Obviously, you know, COVID came around and it was all online. How did you sort of move or change around that?
So I didn't have to change too much. I did do some workshops online because we couldn't do it face-to-face.
Yeah.
But I do have coaching packages and, of course, that can be done online. It pretty much is done online. I mean, one of my clients is just up the road, but we do it online.
Yeah.
You know, it's just easier. It is. You don't have to pack up and go and travel time, et cetera. So, yeah, so I do have coaching packages.
Yeah. And was there anything that you've learned along the way of and how you changed maybe the way you coached based on any feedback, or how did you ask for feedback first and then what was the feedback? Did you change?
So the feedback is usually, you know, they just give me a testimonial at the end of it.
Right, yep.
As to what and some people along the way say, oh, you know, this could be good or have you considered that? And, of course, I take all that into account.
Yeah.
The way I've actually created a 5-step unique method that is my own.
Yep.
That I have done because of from passion, but also because of I actually went through cancer a few years ago as well. So, and I became an intuitive art teacher or coach before my cancer. And then when I got the cancer, I went, oh, okay. So I put myself through the training of that again.
Yeah.
To work on myself with the cancer. So, and I just went, because I love my art and I love the writing stuff. So I went, how can I combine both? And this is why I created the method that I do. So we do the standard stuff that you do of creating a book and getting the book written, but I've then brought art into it to help get, you know, those blocks out of the way. The
juices flowing a little bit. And
fantastic. And so I've got two different types of things. You know, one we can go to the canvas and the other is neuro art, so which is just pen and paper. So because some people get very, like, oh, my goodness, a blank canvas. I mean, I do it sometimes. I go, oh, God, blank canvas.
Where do I start?
Where do I start? But it's just like slap paint on. But not everyone can just do that. They just, oh, no. Yeah, and they've got that, but I'm not an artist inside of them. But and it's not about that. It's about getting what's inside out. So this is
you. Explain a bit more about the neuro art that you mentioned just there.
So it's not very old. It was only developed or created 2014 by a Russian gentleman, actually. He was the one that devised it and created it, and it's just absolutely amazing. It just, you know, you it's hard to explain until you actually do it.
Yeah.
But you pretty much are – you know, setting an intention and then you're putting that into the drawing and then, you know, it's amazing how the reflection and insights that you get from that, which is what then you go, oh, wow, you know. Yeah. I mean, every time I do it, I just go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, it just surprises me.
Well, there's creativity in writing and it's just translating it sort of into a different form, isn't it, when you're –
exactly.
Yeah. And it's just getting in, you know, I can imagine people sitting there going, hang on a minute, I want to write a book. I don't want to do art. But understanding that doing that little bit of a doodle, squiggle, whatever it is, can end up evolving into something else, isn't it? And just gets those juices flowing.
But it's not even, you don't have to do that component if you don't want to. But it really is. I think so. Because a lot of people do get blocked.
Yeah.
And especially if they are writing about their personal trauma that they've been through, they do suppress a lot of that because, of course, they don't want to keep reliving it.
Yes.
This is a gentle way of, you know, bringing that up and out, and getting rid of it. So it's a gentle, gentle way of doing it. So I think it's very powerful.
And how long does it take? You mentioned there's like 5 steps. How long does the session, like the program, take?
So I have a 3-month package and 6-month package. Right. So, you know, it depends on how fast you want to do it. I mean, and if it takes 6 months, more than 6 months, that's fine as well. You know, we can talk about that and do it, take longer if need be.
Yeah. So if someone's coming to you and they, you know, are thinking of writing a book, and let's say it's a business, what process do you go through?
So we first, of course, work out, you know, what it is, what the end goal is for the book to start with. Yeah. I mean, what do they want to achieve with the book? Yeah. I mean, in most instances, it is to, you know, show the credibility of that business, to attract more customers to their business. So, but, you know, it there's different scenarios, but, you know, like it could be a milestone in your business, so that's why you want to write a book, you know. Yeah. It could be, you know, your 10th anniversary, 20th anniversary, whatever, and you want to celebrate that with a book.
Yeah.
Which I think it deserves. If you, you know, if you've been in business that long, then you're obviously doing something correct.
Yeah.
So, we work out the end goal, and then we then just work out, well, what needs to go into that book. I suppose it all boils down to, you know, what it is they're going to write about as to how we then structure it. But we work out what's going to go in what place, you know, what order it comes in. And, again, that can change. It's, you know, a lot of people do come through and, you know, start writing the book, and then all of a sudden they go, no, I don't quite want to, you know, write about that. I've actually now thought, well, no, this is going to be more relevant, and that's fine. Yeah, that does happen a lot.
Yeah.
More surprising than not, really, that people, think they've got it all worked.
Oh, no, I totally relate. I start writing a post and I'm like, hang on a minute, I'm not writing about that anymore.
you sort of, But, and that's fine. It's no problem at all because, you know, the book that's supposed to come out will come out. And, again, this is why I do, well, we brainstorm, but we also have those options of those tools that I've got
to
help with that as well.
Yeah. So having you there helps, obviously, as a coach, helps, you know, keep them on track to get to the end goal, but understand that, you know, it's agile. You can move around if it has to move around. And like you said, the story will come out eventually, and you help sort of feed it.
Navigate.
Sort of get it out. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And it's I just sort of guide them and hold them accountable so that it gets done, because a lot of people start with, you know, all these great ideas of, yep, I'm going to write the book.
Yeah.
And 30 years later, it's hasn't finished.
Still there. Yeah. No, I've got a book that's still sitting on my drive from 5 years ago. Anyway, we'll leave that one aside. Is there a story or any sort of, well, you know, you don't have to give away who you've worked with or anything, but has there been any moments or any topic that stands out to you of, wow, this is going to be amazing from any of your authors?
I mean, I think they're all amazing. Yeah. They're all very amazing.
Yeah.
There's probably a couple in particular. Like there's one lady who she lost her child and she had been writing it for about 30 years.
Wow.
And, you know, and I remember she was actually in a class I was teaching, and she came and we went around the room and, you know, we're talking about, you know, what they wanted to write about. And she's like, well, I've actually been writing this for about 30 years. I went, oh, okay. And then she sort of came out, and I said to her, where'd that come from? I just sort of gently said to her, look, you really need to get this book done, and you really need to finish it now. And I just went, whoa, hope that didn't sound rude, because I'm like, where'd that come from? And, I mean, I know now her daughter actually had come through and like, sent those words out to her mother, and I just went, wow, okay. I know that might be a bit. And she came up to me after the class and said, do you do one-to-one sessions? I said, yes, I do. And so, so we got the book finished.
Yeah.
When she came.
And that would have been a nice sort of release
It was lovely. It was just so lovely. And just to see from where she was to where she was once the book was finally finished, you could see that part of her had healed. I mean, of course she's never going to get over the loss of her child. Ever, but just it was a big part of her that she could now, like, you know, move forward from that. So
yeah. That's lovely. Absolutely, yeah. Lovely.
It was lovely.
And what's the biggest challenge you've come across while building this business? Have you had any major challenges?
Oh, look, the marketing, but I think I'm on
top. I was waiting for it. Marketing a pain.
It's like, why did I? Yeah, some days I think, why did I even start this? Like, there's so much to do. It is so much easier.
What's
just
working to do post market.
There's always something to do. Mm. I just want to work on, you know, like work with my clients and paint and, you know, like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anyway.
I know when it comes to marketing, it can be such a pain. And, you know, a lot of the conversations I have, especially on this podcast, marketing does come up as one of the biggest challenges. And obviously, you know, money and all that sort of stuff can come up too, but it all comes down to, you know, building that brand trust and everything like that.
Definitely.
But I have to say, like, I can imagine with yours, was it all sort of built out of word of mouth, obviously through your.
A lot of it was, yes, yes. Yeah, a lot of it was that. And you know, I'm gaining a bit more momentum, you know, on the internet because people are, you know, like doing these podcast interviews, you know, just me getting out there as well. It all helps.
Yeah. And what do you see? Obviously, you've got your 5-step, which is, you know, unique to you. Is that what people can discover when they come to you? This is what Sue does differently to everyone else, or is there something else sort of surrounding that that's more unique than other people?
So I mean, in itself, bringing the art into it, I think is unique. I don't believe anyone else is doing it. But the other thing that's included in my packages, and you can do with or without, is that it includes the proofreading, formatting, and printing. You get some printed copies of your books as well.
Wow.
So.
There's a lot in there, Sue.
There is. So you can do, with or without, because I know with overseas clients, like if we print it here in Australia and shipping them over to the US, for example, cost a fortune. So they're better off to, you know, we can do everything else up to the printing and then they can just get it printed over there. It'd be more cost effective for them.
Yeah. And going back to the whole marketing thing, but this is more for your clients. Do you obviously you walk them through the process of actually writing the book, but when it comes to actually releasing it and so forth, do you have a preference for, you know, the ebooks, Amazon, you know, all those sort of different ways of releasing a book?
I am actually going to put together a coaching program around marketing for authors. Because I think it's amazing how a lot of them, you know, because I have got a bookstore, which I just don't know what I'm doing with that at the moment, but I do have a bookstore that, but because what happens, it's like with Amazon, people put their books on there and then they go, well, no one's buying it. And I'm like, well, have you told anyone? Yeah. It's like, if you don't tell them that it's there, they're not going to buy it.
Yeah.
So that's why I get that so often. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a coaching program that, you know, I can then perhaps, you know, if they're interested once they've written the book, you know, I can take them through that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of components that you have to do, as you know, with marketing. Yeah. So I would then guide them through all those steps they have to do.
The fun steps, yeah. You can do it. You can have it sitting there, but it will just get, you know, cyber dust, we'll collect cyber dust if no one knows it's there. And,
correct.
You know, one of the things I learned later down the track, you know, I come from an online retail store background. And I remember if you're not in the background, if you're not doing things on the website, it's not going, the search engine's not going to find it because it's going to think it's just sitting there doing nothing. The same thing with books on Amazon and so forth. You've got to keep those links, you know, active.
Exactly.
So seeing stuff. So that is a very important thing because I think a lot of us go through all like, you know, head first, get into this thing and write the book and then it's like, okay, I'm done. No, you're not done yet. That's half the story.
Yeah, that's right. You're only just beginning.
Exactly. There's a lot more to go through.
Yes. Oh,
but, you know, with your audience that you have, like you mentioned, you work with businesses and so forth. So you've got, you know, obviously, you know, trauma clients that have been through trauma, so it's a great way for them to release. And then you have businesses and so forth. What variety of topics? Is there a specific sort of direction in topics that you assist people with, or you just help them on any form of topic? Well,
yeah, there isn't anything specific, but it's interesting, the trauma side.
Yeah.
Of course, you always attract the people, which is I think brilliant that it does work like that. So, of course, domestic violence and cancer and depression, like those kind of things, you know, of course, are the ones that I predominantly attract.
Yeah.
Because it's things I've been through. So, it, you know, which is good because I know exactly what they're going through because I've been there, done that. So I'm completely, you know, there with them and can understand. So it is, that seems to be a bit more niched, but of course, you know, I think trauma is trauma.
Yeah.
No matter what you're going through, it's not good. So, yeah, but and businesses, well, you know, they are all kinds of different businesses.
Yeah. So brand, and like you said, brand building, really building that trust. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And plans to move forward, obviously, you know, you coach, so that takes up a lot of your personal time in your business. Are you looking to sort of expand or evolve in another area, like creating courses and so forth, where it doesn't take too much of your time personally as a one-on-one or one-to-many?
I do have courses on my website, but my dream or my goal, it's not a dream because it's going to happen. My goal, and it's, and I've really set myself a huge goal because it's going to happen by the end of this year. Not sure how yet, but I trust that it's going to happen. So I want to purchase my own property where I'm going to build a retreat, and it'll be not just for me but for other people to come there and facilitate as well, and you know, whatever modality they'd like to, and yeah, so that way there's a lovely space for people to come and do whatever they'd like to do.
Yeah, whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Sydney.
Sydney. Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful. I'll be in for that. Word retreat comes up, hands, I'll do it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh, that's really good. And you know, I do love asking my guests this question, which is, you know, what legacy are you looking to leave?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
A personal business, whatever.
I think I'd love it if it's, you know, and you hear this a lot on podcasts of, you know, what advice would you give people, you know, and I think it's, you know, just to strength, like resilience, all those words come up for me. It's to for me to be able to leave a legacy of well, predominantly women, to, you know, be strong and be resilient, and that, you know, it may seem tough, but you can get through it.
Yeah.
Just by really like digging deep and staying strong.
Yeah. And that leads me to the next question, which is for those, and this is more directed obviously to the audience who go through trauma and so forth, you know, like you mentioned earlier, sometimes it's hard to sort of reach back into some of the things and the feelings that you've been through to actually write it. What advice would you give anyone who might be going through something but understands they need to go through a healing process and maybe this is the best form of healing for them, or to even give it a try? What advice would you give them to sort of take that step and feel confident that they can do it?
That's a good question. I honestly, and I know that it's not easy for people that, you know, they think that they can do it on their own. Some people may not even, but hopefully they're at that point where they know they need to get some sort of guidance.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's reaching out to the right people to get that. Now, and I'm happy to offer a free heartstorming session to just have a chat to see where they're at and how I can help them. And maybe it's not to write the book. Maybe we just do a session around the art side of things to help them unblock a bit so that they can, you know, move forward. But definitely don't try and do it on your own. You really should reach out to someone and have a chat so that you can move forward and heal that wound, because until you can heal that wound, you know, it's not going to be an easy road. So we want you living a beautiful, happy and positive life.
And this is sort of a little side question to that, because I understand not everyone writes books under their own name. So let's say you are going through something like this, but you don't want to sort of make it public that it's you. Is it quite normal that you get different pen names under these?
Yes. I had one lady that she was like, oh, my goodness, I don't even know if I want to write this, because if her ex-husband were to find out, she said, I don't know what he would end up doing. She was really scared. And I said, well, you don't need to use your own name. And honestly, if you don't want to publish it, you don't have to. But even we get one book printed and we can have a burning ceremony. But you need to get all that out of your head and onto paper or pen, whatever, you know, form you want to do it in, but you need to do something to get it out. And then we can just get rid of it.
Yeah.
We don't have to actually.
That's another way of looking at it, isn't it? That's just so therapeutic.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about you. It depends where you're at and where you'd like to, take it.
Yeah. Well, Sue, you've been amazing to talk to today. Absolutely joy learning more about you and what you do and how you help people release, especially on that level on the trauma side, but also just help people along the way in their writing journey, because, we know you start writing on a topic and then it'll just tangent, complete different tangent, does happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an offer that you'd like to share with our audience at all today?
So I'm happy to offer, as I said, a 30-minute heartstorming session, and also there's a webinar coming up and where I talk, pretty much walk through the 5 unique steps.
Right. Awesome. Well, all the details to Sue's offer and everything will be in our podcast summary below. So make sure to click on the link and don't forget to subscribe to the Wise Zone podcast. Again, Sue, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Wise Zone podcast. If you enjoyed and have been inspired by this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, do subscribe and please share it with others. Post about us on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, Nikki Kelly, you can follow me on Instagram at Wisedome Podcast, WISEDOME Podcast. I'm Nikki Kelly. Thanks again, and we'll catch up next time.